WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 54 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call him at 712-764-6000. In local news, a proposed ban on tobacco use at the Sunnyside Park skateboard area in Atlantic was snuffed out by the city's Park and Recreation Department Board of Directors Monday evening. Because it was too narrow in scope and because the proposal came from an outside group and not from the skateboarders themselves, who have been tasked with policing the area to keep it clean and free from vandalism, the proposal was made by Cass County Community Hospital tobacco prevention and cessation specialist Carla Akers and Circles for Success coordinator Melissa Stark, in coordination with students with the Atlantic Middle School and other local groups. Akers said while there may be a perception of skateboard enthusiasts being smokers in other parts of the country, she admitted she doesn't know if there's a problem with smoking at the skate park here in Atlantic.
I don't probably necessarily think you have an issue with tobacco users on the skate park. I don't know the skate park area. You can probably better answer that. But if that's the image, of skateboarding, let's change that.
Akers gave some reasons why they think the skate park should be tobacco-free. One of the reasons is it makes for a healthier place for kids to play.
It reduces the toxic tobacco litter and helps prevent kids from playing with discarded cigarette butts. We want to, of course, eliminate secondhand smoke and then help kids learn to live and have fun without tobacco products.
She said they'd like the park to be a model for healthy behavior to the citizens of and visitors to Atlantic. Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said the proposal is too narrow in focus and doesn't give those who use the skate park a say in what the policies are.
I would much more prefer that we have the skate park users sitting here saying we want to have a tobacco-free policy, as opposed to an outside group coming in and saying this is the way you're supposed to behave. And again, it comes back to a personal philosophy I have, that you got to police your own. If the middle school kids have skateboard participants rallying around that, then I think we've got a case. But the identification of skateboarders really bothered me. Now, if skateboarders come in and say we got a problem with the skate park, we'd like a cure for it, and we'll take care of it and help police it, we would like a policy, then I would jump up and down with that.
The park board agreed, and they needed more input from the skate park users and from the Middle School Builders Club before discussing the matter further and taking any action. News time is 7:09.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Officials in Fontenelle say a water main break Monday morning resulted in a boil order for citizens served by the city's water supply. The Adair-Guthrie County Emergency Management Agency said the break has been repaired, the system has been flushed, and the main has been disinfected. But due to the potential for bacterial contamination, it's being recommended that the water be boiled before using for drinking or cooking, or that an alternative source such as bottled water be used. Officials expect the results of tests for bacteria will be available within a few days. If the tests show there is no bacteria in the water supply system, the boil order will be rescinded. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said more research and monitoring are needed to reduce the likelihood of damage along the Missouri River in future floods. A study released Monday focuses on remaining vulnerabilities after the Missouri River rose to record levels last year. The 2011 flooding began after the Corps started releasing massive amounts of water from upstream reservoirs filled by melting snow and heavy rain. Most repairs to damaged levees in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri are expected to be finished before next spring, with work on the river's dams expected to take longer. Numerous studies are in the works, including one that explores whether climate change played a role in the 2011 flooding. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday of a local man on drug charges. 18-year-old Gillian Ray James Bourne was arrested early Sunday morning on the corner of North First and Elms Streets on a possession of controlled substance charge. Bourne was being held Monday in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 cash bond. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select a program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Jenny Gerdner, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Friday in West Des Moines. Funeral services for Jenny Gerdner will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Butch Miller, age 92, of Persia, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Butch Miller will be today at 1:30 at the Persia Methodist Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daryl Rattenborg, age 62, of Audubon, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Daryl Rattenborg will be today at 2 o'clock at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Catherine Hyken, age 98, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Catherine Hyken will be on Wednesday, tomorrow, at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Robert Calhoun, age 82, of Oakland, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Bob Calhoun will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Norma Jane Kaufman, age 82, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Norma Jane Kaufman will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Kay Jewell, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kay Jewell will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Chapel in Atlantic. Teddy J. Weston, age 79, of Grant, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Teddy Weston will be on Friday at 11 a.m. in the Grant United Methodist Church. Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca has the arrangements. William Bill Anderson, age 82, of Panora, died Thursday. Memorial services for Bill Anderson will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Thomas Michael Lovell, age 48, of Sterling, Colorado, and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday. A memorial service for Thomas Lovell will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs, and in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.